morning. My name's Matt. I'm one of the pastors here. If I haven't met you, welcome to North Coast Church. We're going to look at that passage very briefly, but we're going to do what we always do. We ask God for help when we come to His Word. So let's pray and ask for His help as we come to His awesome living Word. Father, we praise You that You're a God who continues to speak with power and grace. And as we look at this passage of Your Word, please speak. Illuminate our hearts by Your Spirit that we might see how great You are in Jesus Christ and in Him crucified. For Your glory, Father, for our good, we pray. Amen. Well, what have been the biggest moments of your life? What events, what things have changed everything for you? For me, I've had at least five. My first one was marrying my very beautiful wife, Kinney, on the 21st of April, 2001. She's not here to check that she's with the kids at the moment, but pretty sure that's right. My three kids being born, also very significant, changed life quite a lot. My dad died when I was little. That's a huge life-changing event. And I suspect you've had those too. You've had those moments in your life that have absolutely changed everything. Big things happen and life changes. That's just what happens, isn't it? And that happens in history too. There's huge events, movements that have changed everything. I've put some on the screen for you. The first one is World War II. I think that was pretty significant. Nazi Germany changed the way we saw the world, and really all the wars, the big wars, changed the world in some way. What about the next one? The invention of the printing press, Gutenberg's printing press, changed the way we communicate. And here's our modern equivalent, the internet, changed the way we communicate forever. I put one more light relief for us. This one here didn't change anything. Unfortunately, that's Matthew Pavlich with the Premiership Cup, and that didn't happen, unfortunately, but it would have been huge and changed everything. Now, apart from Matthew Pavlich and the Dockers not winning the Premiership, things happen and the world changes. Big things happen and life changes. This morning, we're going to spend a few moments listening to the God who made us. And He's going to tell us the one huge thing that changes everything. And no surprises here. It's Good Friday, so it is the cross. The cross. Here it is. The cross of Jesus Christ is the biggest and most important life-changing moment of history. I want to convince you about that this morning by looking at five words. Five words that change everything. They're in our passage. Wonder if you saw them. Verse 3. Christ died for our sins. Christ died for our sins. Five words that change everything. And the challenge for us this morning, what has had more influence? What has changed more people? Tell me, what has changed everything more than the cross of Jesus Christ? Have another look at verse 3 in your handout, 1 Corinthians 15. This is the Christian leader Paul talking to Christians in the first century, and he's telling them and us that he received something that he has passed on to them, and he's passing it on to us. Did you see it? Verse 3. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Now, he has delivered to them something that he has also received himself. And this thing, did you notice, is of first importance. Now, you and I, we have lots of important things in our lives, heaps of important things. I've passed on quite a few important things to my kids. I tell them, clean your teeth. That's very important, or your teeth will fall out. I tell them, do your homework. That's important too, or else if you don't do your homework, you're going to fail school. They're important. There's some very important things as well, like eating food each day or drinking water. If you don't eat food and drink water every day of your life, you will die. I think that's very important. But what is of first importance? That literally means first things first. The most important thing ever. Five words that change everything. Christ died for our sins. So let's break it down. We're just going to look at those five words just very briefly. The first one, Christ. We're clearly talking about Jesus Christ of history here, aren't we? We're talking about the one who walked on this earth. We're talking about the one who made blind people see, the one who made deaf people hear, who made crippled people walk. He said to a storm, stop, and it stopped immediately. He said to a dead heart, a person lying on the ground, start, and the heart started beating again. We're talking about the real Jesus of history. And that word Christ, you probably already know. That's not his last name, that's his title. It means God's King, God's promised King who would come to rule and save his people. That's this Jesus we're talking about. There's all sorts of Jesus in the world. Let's be very clear. We're talking about the God-man, the Christ. And he's done something. He died a very famous death. So secondly, Christ died. It's quite amazing, isn't it, that we often walk around with crosses around our necks. It's the modern equivalent is walking around with an electric chair around our necks. It was the way they killed people back then. Electric chairs around your neck seems very strange, but that's what it is. The cross, he died. There's little doubt that Jesus lived. There's little doubt that he was a good teacher, very wise man, but all reliable historical accounts say that he died on the cross. Have a look here at Josephus. This is a Jewish historian. Don't know if you can read that. If you can't, just listen. He's not a Christian guy, but he's a Jewish historian. He said this about it. About this time, there lived Jesus, a wise man, if indeed one ought to call him a man, for he was one who performed surprising deeds and was a teacher of such people as accept the truth gladly. He won over many Jews and many of the Greeks. He was the Messiah, that's the Christ. And when, upon the accusation of the principal men among us, Pilate had condemned him to a cross, those who had first come to love him did not cease. That's a non-Christian Jewish historian talking about Jesus Christ. He died in history. Now, I want to invite you just to close your eyes and listen to the way the Bible explains it. This is Mark's gospel. This is Jesus Christ and what happened. This is Good Friday, so we're going to take a moment. Close your eyes and just listen. Listen to what happened to Jesus. Take it in. Mark 15 from verse 22. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified two rebels with him, one on his right, one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads, saying, "So, you who are going to destroy this temple and build it again in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down from the cross that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Some ran to fill a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain was in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." What do you do with Jesus Christ? The real Jesus Christ who died. Here's the thing, Muhammad also died. Buddha died. You and I are going to die. What makes Jesus' death special? Well, our next little word does. Do you see it? Four. Not only have we got five words that change everything, but three little letters that change everything. Four. So you might be thinking, okay, I know Jesus was real in history. I get that. Yeah, Jesus died on a cross. I can see they wrote it down. What has that got to do with me right now in Perth, Western Australia in 2018? Surely that can't influence me now. Yes, it can. Four. At the cross, the biggest and most life-changing moment in history happened when he died for us. It was a great exchange. That word "for" means in place of, on behalf of. When you do something for someone else, you do it to benefit them. But in 1 Corinthians 15, it's more than that. It's swapsies. It's the grand exchange. For means in my place. He substitutes in and steps in the way. A few years ago, a couple were honeymooning in Queensland and they were scuba diving and looking at coral and that sort of stuff. And then everything went very bad. The wife told the story about what happened. She said to the news reporter this: "We were diving, looking at all the lovely fish and the coral reef, when all of a sudden a huge shark came straight for me. Then I felt my husband's hands push me out of the way. The shark took him. He's gone. He died for me." He died for me. Four is the sweetest word, because that's where Jesus grabs us and says, "This is for you. I am standing in the way for you." Did you see our fourth word? Makes it personal, doesn't it? Christ died for our. Our makes it us. It's you. It's me. Can you see what God's saying to us this morning? This is a good Friday. Why? Because Christ died for our. You and me. There's plenty of important things in our lives. There's probably quite a few very important things in our lives. But the most important thing is that we see Christ died for you. For you and you and you and me and you and you. He died for our. Have you allowed Jesus' death to be yours? Have you taken it and said, "Yes, you died for me"? Because look at the last word. These are the five biggest words that change everything, because the last word is the biggest problem ever. Our sins. You see, let's get serious just for a second. You and I are not right. You and I do not live like we think. We're not as good as we think we are. We look out in Perth, Western Australia, and see, well, they're okay. Those guys are all right. They're doing it. They don't hurt too many people. And then we look at ourselves and think, I'm doing okay too. I'm not doing that bad. But here's the problem. We're looking with the wrong glasses on. When I was in primary school, I bought a pair of X-ray glasses off the back of a comic book. And it said that I would be able to see the bones. And so I was like, yeah, I want to see the bones. That sounds cool. So they eventually came in the mail. I think it was like 6 months later. I had given up hope, and then they came from somewhere. I'm not sure where. I put them on, and they half worked. I was expecting them not to work. They half worked. So I could kind of see through the skin, and it just looked grey and gross and grotty. God has something better than dodgy X-ray glasses off the back of a comic book. He sees right into your heart, right into your mind, right into what you think about, what I want the most. He sees our desires, our secrets. He sees it all. And guess what? It's not good. God clearly says that we have all turned away from him and we have turned to living for us. You see, sins, that last word, is not just doing bad stuff. It is taking important things and making them your most important thing. We've got plenty of important things in our lives. Our problem is that we make them of first importance. There's just one thing that changes everything. There's just one thing that is of first importance. Christ died for our sins. So let's finish up. What does this mean for us? We're about to walk out the door, grab a hot cross bun, and off I go to my day off. Good Friday is good because I get a day off, right? More than that. What are we going to do? Three T's. Turn, trust, and travel. Turn away from living for yourself. Turn away from making things that are important your most important thing. Turn away from making you the most important thing, from making your children, your career, your money, your comfort, whatever it is. Turn away from it. It won't work. It never works. Turn to Jesus Christ and trust his death for you. Trust he died in history to wipe away all your sin. Trust that he has paid the price in full. And travel. Travel with Jesus as your king. Live life with Jesus steering your ship. Don't travel alone on your own. You don't need to do it alone. Travel with Jesus Christ. Turn, trust, travel. Whatever you do, don't leave here this morning without seeing the most important thing in all of history, the greatest thing ever. Jesus Christ died for your sins. Please do come and grab a copy of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, from the info point. Please do sign up to Christianity Explored. We're going to hear about that in a minute. The flyer's on your seat. Please do come and sign up for a growth group. Please do come and talk to a leader about turning, about trusting, and about traveling with Jesus Christ. Don't leave here unaffected. This is a Good Friday because he died for you. Let's pray. Father, what a ridiculous thing it is that Jesus Christ would take all our sin on him. Father, thank you for showing us the most important thing, the first important thing, that Christ died for our sins. May we turn, may we trust, may we travel with Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Saviour. We pray it in his powerful and wonderful name. Amen.